That's the Mayoral Candidates Forum on Homelessness, Thursday, February 4th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on WBAI New York.
And it is just about 10 p.m. You're tuned to listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI New York, 99.5 on the FM dial, streaming at WBAI.org. Time now for this week's episode of The Harlem Connection.
All aboard for Night Train!
Attention, people on the station, attention. It's 10 o'clock Friday night, and the Harlem Connection has just arrived at New York Station 99.5.
Welcome aboard the Harlem Connection, where, thanks to the support from the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce, we connect you to an eclectic array of artists and others from different areas and different eras who, in some way, connect to the cultural mecca of Harlem, USA.
Passengers, please sit back and let your musical conductors, DJ Black Icon 1, Mama Soul, and The Lore, take control. The Harlem Connection is about to roll.
We'll be right back. Dance and we play. because it's soon. Love and break it because it's soon. Love and hip hop because it's soon. Don't you bite that because it's soon. Want to freak with because it's soon. Love and break it because it's soon. Don't you bite that because it's soon. Want to freak with because it's soon.
The Harlem Connection, and I am one of your conductors, The Law.
And I am Mama Soul.
And this is DJ Black Icon One, once again welcoming everybody to The Harlem Connection. And we started off that great music block with one from Aretha Franklin, Get It Right. We heard from Mahasin, Meet Me on the Dance Floor, and Omar, It's So. Now, Law, you were on that Aretha Franklin. Well, she performed at the Apollo, right? Yeah, she's Aretha.
Numerous times. Numerous times. Got a picture on the in the mural in the hallway. Got her name on a plaque in front of the Walk of Fame. She is the Apollo Theater, as far as I'm concerned. Big up.
The Queen of Harlem. And Mama Soul, Omar. I mean, how many times did he perform in Harlem?
Well, actually, once.
Okay.
And it was at a spot on the east side, which is no longer in existence, Creole, right?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was like the early days of the Rendezvous.
Yeah. Big up Marco Nobles.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about that. And we also heard from Mahasin with Meet Me on the Dance Floor. And Mahasin, a Harlem resident, she has performed at the Shrine. And she also was participating in a tribute to Lauryn Hill. So
that was a great show.
Yeah. Big up to Mahasin. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna get back into the music. We got some more good things coming for you. You're listening to The Harlem Connection.
The Virgo in me, or the way that I was raised to be, that keeps me constantly stressing and missing all the great things in this life. It's passing me by. So I've been trying to find things to ground me, show compassion to my friends and family, learning how to love without condition, but I forget to love me so easily. Is it how I choose to be? Well, I've decided that I've decided that I forgive me. It's my decision. And I've decided to live my life and not let life live me. I forgive me. Straight head up, don't look down now. Show my beautiful face. I'm fine, it's cool. I just fell down, but down I won't stay. I refuse to stay. My past is a piece of me. Don't wanna be the girl I used to be. I think it's time I leave her be. She wasn't serving me, so I release thee lovingly. And I decided, I I've decided I've gotta leave. I love you, girl, but I've gotta leave. And I've decided I love you, little girl. But there's a beautiful woman waiting for me. Waiting for me. I love you too. Today I'm focused on the love within me and all the gifts I have to give. Today I hear the God within me and I chose to live and I've decided to live. So I'm gonna live and I chose to live. Said I wanna.
Nobody knows who first made up the songs called the blues, but their three-line, 12-bar form has since become a standard pattern in American music. Certainly the blues show traces of the work songs, the field hollers, and the plantation cries of the Deep South. The blues. Maybe one hot day, a man was working in a rice field when a song came into his head, then out of his mouth. A song with words, perhaps like this. Oh, the sun is so hot and the day is so doggone long. Then when he couldn't think of anything else right away to go with it, he repeated the same lines. Yes, the sun is so hot and the day is so doggone long. But by that time, maybe he had a new thought. So he sang, and that is the reason I'm singing this doggone song. Something like that must have happened the day the first blues was born, for that is the pattern of the blues, a 12-bar musical pattern, one long line of four bars which is repeated, words and music, then a third line of four bars to rhyme lyrically with the first two lines that are always the same. The melody and beat of the blues are not unlike those of a field holler. Perhaps thousands of blues were made up in this way in the fields or on the levees to relieve the monotony of working, to express some thought passing through the singer's mind, or just for fun.
Saving it, saving up. I'm holding.
This is DJ Black Icon 1.
I am the law.
And bringing up the rear, if you will, Mama Soul here. And you're listening to The Harlem Connection, and it's all about the music, right? But every show is about the music, but we're just going to give you a little extra something this time around. And it came in the form of our sister in song, Nakia Henry, with Transitions. Langston Hughes, the story of the blues. And closing it out, our sister from the north, Honey La Rochelle, with Heaven. What you got to say about Langston Hughes?
Well, Langston, we've played Langston Hughes before, but quick story. Back in the days when the Cotton Club first opened, they had a night that was called Celebrity Night. And Celebrity Night would feature all the celebrities of the day coming in to either perform or to hang out. And Langston Hughes was a regular, like Norm of Cheers. He was a regular.
Langston! Nice. Well, and plus, he has a brownstone in Harlem as right. well, the Langston Hughes house.
Mama, so I didn't know. Can you break down the Harlem connections for Nakia Henry and Honey La Rochelle?
Well, thank you, B.I., for bringing up the Cotton Club. Now, our sister in song, Nakia Henry, aside from having performed in Harlem at Sylvana and at Shrine numerous times with the Rendezvous, again, shout out Marco Nobles, she also shot an incredibly beautiful and memorable photograph right in front of the Cotton Club. And now it's coming to your memory, right, B.I.? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was stunning. It was a stunning black and white image, and she was in her nature's finest. She was like a full nude, beautiful artistic shot, celebrating, I think it was like a new album that she was working on, and that was going to be the cover artwork. And so it was a stunning image, and she's a brilliant singer and songwriter. So there you have that. With Nakia, and then Honey, our sister from the north again, from Canada, coming down to New York to share her indie soul roots on the stage of Shrine numerous occasions, and also did a guest appearance at Raw Space for one of Image Nation events. So salute to her.
Yeah. So I guess we're ready to get back to some stuff.
Yes, please.
Taking a long ride, the Harlem Connection. That's Boogie.
You are aboard the Harlem Connection. I am the Law, and for this segment, we're going to be talking about a new play, a new musical called Love and Southern Discomfort. It tells the story of an estranged Black American family with deep ties to their ancestral home in Louisiana. But this is the Harlem Connection. So why are we going to be talking about a play called Love and Southern Discomfort, which is based on stuff happening in Louisiana? Because two of the creative people behind this project have Harlem connections. One is the director, and she has Harlem ties. I mean, they're so deep. Off the top of my head, I know that she's connected with the Harlem School of the Arts. I believe she's on the board of Harlem Stage Theater. I know that she has supported the Apollo Theater over the decades. And I also know that she's a supporter of the Harlem Arts Alliance because she is friends with one of my mentors, Mr. Vosa Rivers. She is actress extraordinaire Tamara Tooney, who you guys may know from Law and Order or As the World Turns or a whole heap of other stuff, but she has super strong Harlem connections. So, Ms. Tooney, would you please say hi to the audience?
Absolutely. Good. Hello, everybody. It's great to be here.
And we are joined by the playwright of Love and Southern Discomfort. And I will admit that I will be far less formal with her because I've known her for a very long time. And she is a former Harlem resident, Ms. Monica Patton. Monica, let them hear your voice, please.
Hello, everyone, and I am joyful to be here.
Okay, so I mentioned a little bit about the play. I've given your Harlem credentials because our audience only will listen to you if they know what your Harlem connection is. So now that we've established that, can you please tell me what is the play itself about?
Sure, I'll take the lead on that. But before, I'd just like to add, I am still a Harlem resident, and also
I'll interrupt for one quick second. I almost said that, but I didn't want to make Monica feel bad because she abandoned Harlem. But Harlem, we're still going to support the play, but Monica done left us. But anyway, yes, Miss Tooney is still here in the hood representing. God bless you, sis.
Thank you so much. But I know
I'm sorry,
Monica,
you were about to say.
I know Monica's heart is still here in Harlem.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes, but yes, I'm a Harlem resident, and also I was one of the founding board members of Figure Skating in Harlem, which
oh,
is
I sure 20, forgot to say that.
Yeah, 20 plus year old program here that serves young girls in the Harlem community. So I just wanted to throw that in there. But
thank you so much for doing that. And before you say that, I just want you to know before we get into the play that like sometimes. When I am doing these interviews, I have to kind of like look up people's bios and stuff. But you have been so Harlem embedded for so long that God is my witness, like everything that I rattled off was from the top of my head. And I know I left stuff out. And that's how serious your ties have been. So thank you for supporting the community.
Of course. No problem at all. No problem at all.
So Love and Southern Discomfort.
Yes, Love and Southern Discomfort. It's an extraordinary piece that is set to an original score that spans the emotional gamut as well as multiple musical genres like soul, R&B, traditional musical theater, operetta, Poe. Love and Southern Discomfort is a beautiful, timeless story set in the sultry South in Louisiana, like you said, about family dysfunction, skeletons and closets, and ultimately it's about love, understanding, forgiveness, and redemption. So that
okay,
is
see?
The theme of our show.
That
and
is
Monica
the,
can
there
get
you
into
go.
More specifics.
Well, we're gonna hold off on those specifics for 1 second. We're gonna come back to you guys in a minute. You are aboard the Harlem Connection, and you are connected to Ms. Monica Patton and Ms. Tamara Tooney from the play Love and Southern Discomfort.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the famous Zebra Room here
at the Lennox Lounge. You're going to be listening to the sounds of the Sugar Hill Quartet as we do a composition entitled Firm Roots.
Thank you.
Connection, and joining us is Tamara Tooney and Monica Patton from the play Love and Southern Discomfort. Monica, can you please tell us, as the playwright, a little bit more about the play and why you think it'll be intriguing to people?
Okay, wonderful. I will give you the short and dirty down and dirty version, but Catherine Dujois, a dowager of polite Louisiana society, has died. She left her entire estate to her strange granddaughter, Mila, but only if Mila comes home from her self-imposed exile to bury Catherine. Mila reluctantly leaves her life in France and returns to her ancestral home, Beaumont, a sprawling postbellum mansion, and to her mother, Wilhelmina, a faded debutante undone by substance abuse and the burden of bearing the family's legacy. With the help of Louisa, the family's cherished maid, the women begin to repair their relationship. However, the revelation of a long-held secret sends the family spinning out of control. although this is an African-American family, this is a story that can be told in any family. It really universally, it is about, you know, dysfunction and addiction and just reconciliation. And that's a story that's a story we can all, you know, lean into. And I think that's why it's universally important.
I appreciate the background. And now I'm going to go to your director. Ms. Tooney, could you cue us up and let us know a little bit about the song that we're going to hear?
Absolutely. This song is called Memory Lane, and it's one of my personal favorites, I have to say, although I love them all. And this song, Mila, who has actually come back to Louisiana, has connected with her childhood friend, Leland. They grew up together, and he's always had a crush on her. And I call it the pigtail pulling kind of crush, you know. And so he is trying to convince her that after the funeral that she should stay. And so in this song, he is reminding her of all the fun that they used to have as kids and all the things that they used to do, and just trying to reconnect her back to, you know, the community, their life together, and, you know, to convince her to stay. So this is a beautiful duet called Memory Lane.
Passengers, you're about to be connected to Memory Lane.
I stumbled on this photograph. It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness. I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane.
You left behind.
Gabrielle, let me show you around. Let me show you everything you missed.
Morning,
you're the new news. You're the talk of the town. You're the one on everybody's lips.
Is that what I need to
start? Girl, did you see? You're a mystery. Everybody wants to know the truth. To be who you are, did you travel far? Can we trace it back to your roots? I want to take a
walk down memory lane.
Sir,
yes,
you forgot your credit card.
change your mind.
It won't feel good to
walk down memory lane.
I don't know about this.
Let go, Mila. Let's be young again. What do you want? Jawbreakers, Twizzlers, Raisinets. Think about the time that we could have had.
You just heard Memory Lane, performed by Nikki M. James and Anthony Wayne on the Harlem Connection.
We are joined by the playwright of Love and Southern Discomfort, Monica Patton, and Ms. Tamara Tooney, who is the director. And I'm hoping you guys can tell us how our audience can learn more about Love and Southern Discomfort.
Absolutely. Thank you. Log on to LASDmusical.com for updates and giveaways. I repeat, LASDmusical.com.
As in Love and Southern Discomfort Musical.com. All right. Thank you guys for being aboard the Harlem Connection. We appreciate it very much.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Unforgettable. Though near or far,
like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me never before has someone been more.
Unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible. Someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. With the things I've been knowing,
Passengers, you are aboard the Harlem Connection, and I am one of your conductors, the Law.
And I am Mama Soul.
And this is DJ Black Icon One, and our last set was just phenomenal because we brought you information. So we had an interview with Monica Patton and Tamara Tooney, and they were let me get this right now, Brother Law, the artistic director.
You had the Tamara Tooney's the director of the musical Love and Southern Discomfort. Monica Patton is the creator, the producer, the writer of the same project.
The same project. Yeah, and they gave you the information on how to see the play and let you know what it was about. In that segment, our last segment, we heard from Patrice Higgins' Sugar Hill Quartet live from the Lenox Lounge, the late Lenox Lounge. Rest in peace.
Mm.
Rest in power, RIP to the Lenox Lounge. Mm. We also heard from Stephanie Mills, home, and Nat King Cole and his daughter Natalie Cole with Unforgettable, two songs that were requested by our guests, Monica Patton and Tamara Tooney.
And with that, we are going to get into the second hour of the Harlem Connection.
And joining us for this leg of our journey on the Harlem Connection is filmmaker extraordinaire Stanley Nelson. He has won a Peabody Award, an Emmy, and a whole bunch of other accolades. But I know listeners of this show only care about one thing. Is he connected to Harlem? So, Stanley, welcome for the Harlem Connection. Can you please tell our listeners where you were born?
I was born in Harlem at Sydenham Hospital. I lived for the first 13 years of my life on 148th Street, Riverside Drive. I now live on 143rd Street and Convent Avenue. So I have deep Harlem connections.
He's got the Harlem connection. That's why he's aboard this journey. And for all you new Harlemites, Sydenham Hospital is no more, but it is where the Wilson Towers Senior Citizens Home is. And so there you go. That's your reference. Stanley goes back. His roots here are deep. So, Stanley, thank you for joining us aboard the Harlem Connection. You've done such amazing, amazing films over the course of your career. Frankly, I kind of think if you ask the Arturo Schomburg of film, but your latest film is called Crack. It is Crack, Cocaine, Corruption, and Conspiracy. It is available for viewing on Netflix currently. Stanley, can you tell us what Crack is about?
Yeah, sure. I should say that the Crack just dropped on January 11th on Netflix, so please watch. So, Crack is about the whole crack era, the crack epidemic from, when sniffing cocaine kind of became popular and a thing to do in the early 80s until we first heard about cooking up cocaine to smoke it. Many of us first heard about it when Richard Pryor set himself on fire. That was, the first time we heard about it. And then to where crack kind of invaded African-American communities and Latinx communities all across the country, but especially had a devastating effect in Harlem. We interview people who were caught up in the crack trade using crack. We interview dealers who talk about dealing crack. We interview a number of different people, politicians, clergymen, all about the crack epidemic that advanced until it was kind of thought of that we have to do anything to stop it, and politicians were given the green light to do almost anything to stop it. And in many ways, the police became much more militarized. The police that we know today with body armor, tanks, automatic weapons, many of that emerged from the war on drugs, which emerged from the crack era.
We are joined on the Harlem Connection by Harlemite and the recipient of the 2013 National Humanities Medal from President Barack Obama. He is filmmaker Stanley Nelson. His latest film is called Crack, Cocaine, Corruption, and Conspiracy. It is available for viewing on Netflix. And Stanley, my question for you is, frankly, considering what a hard time it was for Harlemites during the height of the crack epidemic, and what a hard time it is for so many Harlemites now, why do you think this film will appeal to people at this particular time? And what do you hope audiences will walk away with?
Well, I think in one respect, the story of that time is timeless, that we need to talk about where we were and how we got to where we are. So that it's timeless. But I think it definitely resonates more today. When we see police during the summer with the murder of George Floyd and the protests, we saw police all over the country with body armor, looking like something out of Star Wars and submachine guns, tanks and all those kind of things. And we need to think about where we are, how we got there. We also are in the middle of an era of mass incarceration, which in some respects really began with the war on drugs. So people are still in jail for drug sentences from the crack era. When 5 grams of crack compared under the law with 500 grams of powdered cocaine. So you would get the same sentence if you had 5 grams of crack as you would get with 500 grams of cocaine. So we saw, black and brown people getting huge prison sentences because also it fell under the mandatory drug law. So there were mandatory sentences for as little as 5 grams of crack, which, you know, you 5 grams you can put in your pocket, and, you know, it might be just for a single user. These weren't necessarily dealers. They were just users. And also it compares to this time where, you know, the opioid epidemic, you know, the mostly white epidemic that's sweeping the country and swept the country is thought of as a health problem. One woman in the film talks about being arrested for possession of crack 5 times. And she was never offered any kind of treatment. She wasn't a crack dealer. She wasn't hitting people over the head for money, but she never was offered any kind of treatment. So we're still living with many of the, the things that came about during the crack era.
You know, I finished Isabel Wilkerson's great, great book, Cast, and she used this analogy in that book about when you go to the doctor before he or she prescribes any kind of remedy for you, they first want to understand not only your medical history, but they want to know the medical history of your family, the people before you, so that they can give a good analysis in order to help solve the problem that is in front of them right there and right then and there at that moment. And I think that's what this movie does. This documentary, Crack, Cocaine, Corruption, and the Conspiracy, is a great analysis in terms of how we got to where we are today. And so as a viewer, I want to thank you for making the film. And as the executive producer of this show, I want to thank you for taking time out to tell our listeners about it. So we have been joined by Harlemite Stanley Nelson, and the film is available on Netflix right now. But Stanley, that's by no means your only film. How can people learn more about your Harlem-based company, Firelight Media, and the other films that you have done over the decades?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter at StanleyNelson1, Instagram at Firelight_media, and then the hashtag for the crack film is hashtag crack doc, DOC.
We've been joined by Stanley Nelson. This is the Harlem Connection.
Your mission, you might encounter naysayers, so what? Don't listen. Focus on your goals, take hold and go with it. Be in the moment, experience with intention. No man owns what you're, so be committed. If you fall from it, get back up and go get it, cause you only got one life to do it now or miss it for real.
In this life, you have a choice.
You could be a man or stand on your own, or be another child thinking they grown. Nick, talk to him.
In this life, you have a choice.
Yeah, flip a coin, take a chance and go win, cause all you need is a 50-50 chance for the win. Here we go.
I live out loud. I'm my own person.
My own person.
Walk to the beat of my own drum to find my purpose. Can't be afraid of what they say about me. I just keep living my life.
Music is life and life is my passion. I live without caution, but there's purpose to my action. On my own terms, if I don't, it won't happen. A dream deferred can die quite tragic, or a chance meeting can be pure magic. And you can do it if you go for force at it. Be an unsung hero, go where never imagine to be. The woulda, coulda, king, talking about what coulda happened for real.
In this life, you have a choice.
You can
could be a man and stand on your own, or be another child thinking they grown. Nick, talk to him.
In this life you have a choice.
Yeah, flip a coin, take a chance and go in, cause all you need is a 50-50 chance for the win. Here we go.
I live out loud. I'm my own person.
I'm my own person.
Walk to the beat of my own drum.
Find purpose. Here we go.
Can't be afraid.
Can't be afraid.
What they say about me. I just keep living my life. My life depends on me.
Now or never, with if later never comes round. Opportunity knocks, answer now or fade out. Think long range instead of gains and short routes. Build for legacy, not the fantasy of right now. Words could be the wings that carry your dreams way out. Manifest your destiny through energy that you speak out. You could dream or live the thing that you dream now. But you gotta plan for it and act on what you think out is real.
In this life you have a choice.
Uh-huh. You could be a man and stand on your own, or be another child thinking they grown. Nick, talk to him.
In this life you have a choice.
Yeah, flip a coin, take a chance and go in, cause all you need is a 50-50 chance for the win. Here we go.
I live out loud. I'm my own person.
I'm my own person.
Walk to the beat of my own drum to find my purpose. Can't be afraid. Just keep living my life depends on me. I live out loud. I'm my own person.
My own person.
Walk to the beat of my own drum to find my purpose. Can't be afraid of what they say about me. I just keep living my life. My life depends on me.
Who are you?
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
DJ Black Icon 1.
Mama Soul.
I am the law. This is the Harlem Connection, and you are aboard. And during this leg of the journey, we heard from Harlemite and filmmaker extraordinaire Stanley Nelson talking about his film that is available on Netflix called Crack. Also heard from Mike L. featuring Nicholas Ryan Gant. Song was Fine Purpose, and they have performed at the Shrine in Central Harlem. We heard from Van Hunt, song I love called Character, and Van Hunt had performed at Harlem Stage back in 2010, and if my memory serves correct, Van Hunt is one of Mama Soul's favorite artists.
Damn right.
Okay, and we ended that block with Suzanne Vega with a song called Left of Center. Now, I don't know if Suzanne Vega has actually ever performed in Harlem. If anybody does know, email us, the Harlem Connection at WBAI.org. Once again, the Harlem Connection at WBAI.org. So I don't know if she has performed in Harlem or not. I do know that on that song, I love the song in part because of the funky, funky piano playing in it. And the piano player in that song is Joe Jackson. No, not Michael Jackson's daddy, but Joe Jackson had a hit back in the day, Is She Really Going Out With Him? And Steppin' Out and a few other songs. And on that one, he didn't do the vocals, but he killed on the piano. And that is the Harlem Connection to at least that song. You are aboard, and we got some more good music coming for you from folks like Tyrese and Keon Harold and others. So hang in.
I'm ready to give you what you have been waiting for. I'm ready to give you all of that and so much more. What's happening, everybody? This is Mavis Swanpool, independent artist from the Carolinas, and I am Harlem Connected.
Oh, give me. DJ Black Icon, one infinity, y'all.
The Law.
And this is Mama Soul here taking you through this portion of the Harlem Connection. It's all about the music. Great vibrations brought to you by way of Tyrese and Sweet Lady, a little nice ballad for you. Keon Harold featuring Jermaine Holmes and Georgia Ann Muldrow, Wayfaring Traveler. And Lucky Roberts, Nothing. Is it Nothing or is it Nothing? I don't see a G here. So is it Nothing?
Nothing.
I just want to make sure.
Bonics all the way.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm doing it right. Nothing. Okay. Tell us about Nothing, B.I.
Okay, so really quick, Lucky Roberts, phenomenal musician, was the original owner of St. Nick's Pub.
And whoa, we'll get more. You go, boy. You go, boy.
We'll get more into that and everything that evolved around that in future episodes, but Lucky Roberts.
Nice, nice. And Tyrese, Sweet Lady, of course, R&B, Don, like from the Coca-Cola commercial to Fast and Furious franchise. We know Tyrese, but he blessed the Harlem stage on 135th Street during a Harlem Day performance. Laura, you remember what year that was?
I don't remember the year. I'd say about 5 years ago, roughly, and it was Tyrese. It was TGT. It was Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank. And I do remember the women folk going crazy for that. And I loved it because, you know, at that point, as you said, Tyrese was like Mr. Fast and Furious. It was just, it's always nice to see artists who are doing stuff because they want to do it, as opposed to, oh, hey, I need to like sell some records. And you could tell that Tyrese was just having big fun being in Harlem, and enjoying himself. And so I definitely remember that, seeing them.
So let me just tell you about Keon Harold. If you have not heard, that he and his family have been in the news, the national news as of late, because, great assault on his son, Keon Harold Jr. And please, please take note of it. Check out the story. But I wanted to offer that song as a way of, one, keeping his name out there. But two, it's just an incredible bop. I consider it a transcendental bop. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it helps me reflect. It's an incredible song. And then Georgia Ann Muldrow, she's bananas on as a female producer and multi-instrumentalist and rapper. She does it all. And then Jermaine Holmes, though he is not from Harlem, he has definitely graced the stage of the Apollo as supporting vocalist for D'Angelo. So, and let me just take that female producer away from Georgia Ann. She's just an incredible artisan across the board, point blank period. Okay, there you go. It's the Harlem
Connection.
So
I want to throw a shout out to Keon Harold as well, because, you know, I know that he has given back to the community in so many different ways over the years, including doing free performances and what have you, and making sure that he stays connected to us. So I love your choice for this segment to play his music, and I hope that everybody can give his entire family the support that they need for all that they've gone through. So big up to him, and love to everybody who's a part of the struggle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, it's the Harlem Connection, and the journey continues. Let's go.
La puerta se cerró detrás de ti, y así detrás de ti se fue mi amor, creyendo que podría convencer a tu alma de mi padecer. Pero es que no supiste a soportar las penas que nos dio la misma adversidad, así como también nos dio felicidad, nos vino a castigar con el dolor. La puerta se cerró. llevó detrás de ti. Y nunca más volviste a aparecer. Dejaste abandonada la ilusión que había en mi corazón por ti.
Your soul, you can fool a few,
Harlem Connection is approaching the end of the line, and I'm glad to be with you. I'm your conductor, The Law.
Mama Soul here.
And this is DJ Black Icon 1. And we had a little thing our last block. We started that block off with Nelson Riveros with La Poeta. That was followed by the Randy Watson Experience featuring Bilal, Can't Hide Love. So Nelson Riveros, just to let y'all know right now, he is Harlem resident, but he is a frequent performer at Minton's Playhouse in Harlem. Doing his thing there. And the Randy Watson Experience featuring Bilal, that was Mama Soul's pick for this last block. I'm assuming it's Bilal, and he's performed many times in Harlem, correct?
Yes, Marcus Garvey Park. And first of all, it's a cover of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Can't Hide Love. Stop playing. Yes.
Yeah, no, right? It is a dope cover.
But let me just say this for Randy Watson. He, in 2017, he received the Legends of Jazz Award from the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. And also, he was laid to rest in 2018 at St. John's Divine, which is also in Harlem as well. So, Ashe, he's with the ancestors, but he left us some incredible music to remember him and keep his name in the mindset of the masses.
And we've got one more song for y'all, and then we're going to head up out of here. Harlem Connection, y'all.
Yeah, don't you have to tell them what the song is?
Oh, yeah. Oops. I'm sorry, folks. The song coming up is Harlem, 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 as performed by Charles Turner and Uptown Swing. And Charles Turner and his band have been frequent performers during the Uptown Nights music series that have been held in Harlem for the past few years. Let's go.
Well, everybody's feeling fine. Are y'all feeling fine? It's Harlem now. I said, are y'all feeling fine? The streets are lively all the time, whether winter or in summer's prime. It's that kind of spirit we call and maintain, that it's Harlem, Harlem, Harlem. It can't be renamed. And it will remain.
To the end of the line for this episode of the Harlem Connection.
We thank the nonprofit Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce and you, the listeners and members of WBAI, for making this opportunity possible for us.
This show and this station can't survive without your support. So, if you're able to help with even a $10 monthly donation, please visit wbai.org/donate. Or call 516-620-3602 to make a contribution that's appreciated and tax deductible.
The Harlem Connection is conceived by L. Ade Williams and is conducted by the MP Collective. That's the Musical Pathways Collective, plus one.
It was inspired by the Musical Pathways radio show, created and executive produced by DJ Black Icon One, and co-produced and co-hosted by Mama Soul.
If you have a friend who would have liked the show, or if you ever miss an episode, no worries. They're available on WBAI.org/archive.
That's right, y'all. So, speaking for everyone, we hope you'll join us again and that you'll bring others aboard our next ride. Till then.
And we here at the Harlem Connection Radio Show would like to send our condolences to the family, friends, and fans of Queen Mother Cicely Tyson, who made her transition yesterday. Thank you for the years of bringing life and love to people all over the world in general, but specifically the people who look just like you. You will be missed. Rest in power, Queen Mother Cicely Tyson.
Smile though your heart is breaking. Smile even though it's aching. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
Lady Gaga with Smile, a necessary song for our time, because here we are in the midst of troubling events, the protests over police brutality in our city, the killing of George Floyd, racism and fundamental inequality, and the social distancing and masks and washing our hands to slow the spread of COVID-19. Through all this, WBAI listeners are coming through to support this non-commercial Pacifica radio station, broadcasting locally at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Thanks to contributors David in Burlington, New Jersey, Eleanor Burns from Babylon, who's getting David Rothenberg's CD, Fortune in Men's Eyes, Jane in Flushing, who likes Imhotep Gary Bird's Radio GBE, Mary Grambish from Dobbs Ferry, she pledged in support of Dave Kenny's Everything Old is New Again. Thanks for going to your phone. Thanks for calling 516-620-3602 and becoming a member of WBAI. Ed Coffin, thank you so much from Staten Island. You've donated in the name of some of WBAI's programs, Democracy Now!, Advocating for Justice, and Any Monday with David Rothenberg. Wayne McPartlin from Pleasantville, New York, thank you for donating in the name of Democracy Now! Anita from Brooklyn, in the name of Con Sabor Latino, and also Francisco Navarro from Yonkers, also a Con Sabor Latino new buddy. Daryl from Huntington and Jonathan in Brooklyn are new WBAI buddies in the name of all WBAI shows. And there's Mike Mandel. He's from Manhattan. He's a new WBAI buddy in the name of the Golden Age of Radio. Thanks, Mike. Janice Leonsis is a new WBAI buddy in the name of Caribbean Voices and Beyond, Isaac Ferguson Show, and Guy Woodward from Inwood. He's a new buddy in the name of David Rothenberg's Any Saturday. LaDonna Ashby from White Plains, thank you for becoming a WBAI buddy in the name of Bob Law's program, From the Streets. And Yeprim Sinanian from Queens, you're a new WBAI buddy in the name of Gary Null's show. Thank you so much. Tamara from Woodland Park is now a buddy in the name of all WBAI shows. And Gwendolyn Thomas Steed from the Bronx, thank you for your donation. You say we can thank you on the air, and your favorite show is La Nueva Alternativa Latina. Wayne McPartland from Pleasantville, thank you so much. You ordered 3 WBAI logo face masks in the name of Democracy Now! We thank you so much, new subscribers, new WBAI listener sponsors, new WBAI buddies. You can become a WBAI buddy. Just call 516-620-3602. Say you want to become a WBAI buddy in the name of your favorite show or in the name of all shows. Let us know if we can use your name on the air. Go to the donation website, give to WBAI.org, click on Buddy, and become a WBAI sustaining member for any amount that you can afford per month. It helps WBAI pay the bills and know how much income we can expect to come in to the radio station. This is listener-sponsored WBAI New York. Thank you once again so much.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling for you, but not for me. Oh, death, where is thy sting-a-ling-a-ling, or grave thy victory?
McDonough John and McCourt Malachy are on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Topics, wit, wisdom, wackery, sausages. Join us, please!
But not for me. Oh, death, where is thy sting-a-ling-a-ling, or grave thy victory?
Get ready, New York, New Jersey,